Okay, everybody, so we have a lot to do here this morning. Let's bless Hashem, see what we can accomplish here. This parsha is Vayigash. There's a lot of issues in it, like every parsha. And they have this parsha has a common theme here, which I think is extremely important. So let's begin in parshas. In the parsha here, it says, Mem Vov, Pasuk Aleph. Mem Vov, Pasuk Aleph. Vayisa Yisrael, B'chol Asher Lo, Vayavo Be'er Shova, Vayizbach Zvachim L'Elokei Aviv Yitzchok. Yisrael traveled. Here he's called Yisrael. Soon he's going to be called Yaakov. Kol Asher Lo, Vayavo Be'er Shova, he came to Be'er Sheva, Vayizbach Zvachim L'Elokei Aviv Yitzchok. So what did Yaakov do? On his way down to Mitzrayim from Eretz Yisrael, where he knows he's going to be meeting his son, which is incredible, he stops off in Be'er Sheva and he brings Kabonis. Yizbach Zvochim, the Lekeov of Yitzchok. He brings Kabonis. Okay, why did he bring Kabonis? That's a shail. Mrs. Goldman, we're asking you to unmute yourself for a moment as an Israeli
living
in Eretz Yisrael. Yes. Can you tell us how long it takes to get from Hebron to Be'er Sheva? Do you have any idea?
Be'er Sheva is way south.
Way south, right.
So by car it could take a couple of hours, I would think.
Okay, that's what I assumed. Okay, so it's going to Mitzrayim from Hebron, Be'er Sheva is out of the way. By a lot. Shivers out of the way by a lot. Okay, we have Mrs. Goldman on site confirming to us that that's the case. So now,
thank you.
Now you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for being here. Now, that with that in mind, the question is obviously, what is he doing? V'yomer Elokim liYisrael, and there he receives a nevuah. Here he's referred to as Yisrael again. B'maris alayla, v'yomer Yaakov. Yaakov, and of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the mid-sentence and calls him Yaakov, Vayomer Hineni. He says, here I am. We're not going to discuss this. Says Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer, Hashem says to Yaakov Avinu, Anochi Hakel Olkevich. I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God. Your father's God, singular, not referring to Avram. Avram, for some reason, is left out of the picture. Al Tira Amer de Mishraim, don't be afraid, Kil Goy Golo Simchasho. Oh. So now we are introduced to Yaakov's reason. Without it being stated by Yaakov, it's being stated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov came to bring Kabonis. Why? We could conjecture and say, thanks. Kavoy, he wanted to bring Kabonis. Torah says, Yaakov was afraid. Al tira mer de Mitzrayim. Rashi, Pasuk Gimel, Lefisha yemeitzar al shenizkak lotzeis lechutzoritz. He was afraid because he had to go down. He had to go down to Chutz Loretz, to leave Eretz Yisrael. Lot says to leave Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Loretz, to go to Chutz Loretz. What a scary thing. Meitzar Sheniskak, Lot says to Chutz Loretz, he had to go down to Chutz Loretz. And he was scared. Now, the Sephorno says, the Sephorno's Lashon is that he was scared to leave Eretz Yisrael and to go to Chutz Loretz. Rashi doesn't say what he was scared about. The Pasha says he lost his chus of being in Eretz Yisrael, Fashtetzach. But it's a little bit more here than that. The Sephorno says Yaakov Avinu was scared of something else that's incredibly precious. Ki choshash, he was afraid. Ki omnam im. Hoyu banecho yeshim poi. If your children stay here. Hoyu mischasnim bekananim. It's an unbelievable thing. This is the conversation. B'necho yeshim poi hayu mischasnim b'kenanim. The Sephora learns Pshat that Yaakov Avinu was afraid for his children. What's going to be if they go down to Mitzrayim? When anybody moves, anybody who has children living at home, if they move, they have to know where they're going to daven because you need a shul. And that's what a non-frum Jewish woman once told my wife at work when she worked with many non-frum Jews. They said, "You have a community. We don't have one. Why do we have a community? They don't have one. Because we have to live within walking distance of a shul. And therefore, we know our neighbors. We know our neighbors. They don't have such a thing, unfortunately, because they drive to shul. If they go to shul. If you drive to shul, if you don't go to shul, so who are your neighbors? Who are your neighbors?" So here we have this issue of Yaakov Avinu saying, "What's going to be with my kids? I'm moving to Las Vegas and Times Square. Good, we're going to have a neighborhood. I'm going to have a neighborhood, but the country is Shtufei Zima. The country is Shtufei Zima. What's going to be?" So Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Okay, that's Psukim. Rashi and Sifurno. But there's one thing missing. For some reason, the Rishonim don't say it here, and the Torah doesn't say it. What did Yaakov do about it? What did he do about it? He moved. What did he do about it? What's the answer to that? What did Yaakov do about it? He sent Yehuda down. That's a Gevaldik answer. Gevaldik answer. He sent Yehuda down first. That's what they mean, right? And Rashi says, right? But after he sent down Yehuda, which is in Mem Vov Pasek Chav Ches, he's still scared. Avada, he didn't want to say, Avada, he built a yeshiva, he built a building, he built a structure, there were no Talmidim there.
But he settled them all together in one place.
What's that?
They all settled together in Goshen, like all in one place.
They all said what?
They all settled in Goshen, in one place, like together.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He made a community.
Yeah. He tried to make a community with 70 people, surrounded by millions of people, who are the worst community in the world. As it says in Parshas, Achrei Mois, if you can turn to it, Yud Ches Pasuk Gimel, it says, K'maisei Eretz Mitzrayim v'she yeshavtem bo loisasu. K'maisei Eretz Kenan v'she maybe eschem shomo loisasu. Rashi says, in Beis, Ani v'she amarti b'sinai, anot yeshem l'kecho, v'kibaltem ol malchuso, me'ata kiblu gzei roisai. And then it says in Pasuk Gimel, K'maisei Eretz Mitzrayim, Magid Shemaseim Shal Mitzrayim Shal Kenaniyim Mukukolo Mikolo Umois. These two countries, their Maisim are worse than any other countries in the world. That's when he was even going with millions of people. They're entering Eretz Yisrael with millions of people. And there wasn't going to be any goyim there anymore. They're going to chase them out. They were still scared. Kalvachimah, Memenoshel Kalvachimah. They're moving down to Mitzrayim. What's going to be? So the Medrash says what happened. Medrash says Yaakov did something. What did he do? Anybody know what he did? Yaakov Avinu did something. He did something very unusual. Back to where we're up to. Mem Vov, the Medrash says, I do not know why it's not in the Pasuk. The Torah didn't put it in the Pesukim. Why the Rishonim, Rashi, don't mention it? Rashi mentions it in Parshas Truma. Please turn to Parshas Truma. Parshas Truma is in Shemos Chof Hei. Rashi says this twice, actually. Shemos Chof Hei Pasuk Hei. Right at the beginning of Parshas Truma. Rashi quotes a Medrash. Chafei hey, may ayin hoyu lahem b'midbar. Where did they get atzei shittim? Where did they get wood from to build a mishkan in the midbar? So So Rashi, Pirush Rabbi Tanchuma, Yaakov Avinu Tzifa Ruach HaKodesh. Yaakov Avinu had Ruach HaKodesh. Yosef was back. He got Ruach HaKodesh. Yaakov Avinu got Ruach HaKodesh. And what happened with this Ruach HaKodesh? Yaakov Avinu got Ruach HaKodesh. And what happened? Yaakov Avinu Tzifa Ruach HaKodesh. Shasidin Yisrael Liv Nois Mishkan. That the Jewish people are going to build a Mishkan. B'midbar. Ve'evi Arozim. And he brought cedar. L'mitzray. From where? Vinotum, and he planted them. Some people are not curious the word vinotum. Vitziva lebonav litla mimam, and he commanded his children to take them with him, kishiyotzu mitzrayim, when they leave mitzrayim. So it says in Rashi, quoting a medrash, Hashem Yisrael lived nice mishkan b'midbar, vehei vi arozim. Where did he bring their arozim from? Oh? No. Where did he bring them? Where? From Be'er Sheva. He brought the arozim from Be'er Sheva. Where were the arozim from Be'er Sheva? From Avraham. What is it? Where is that? Please turn back to Parshas Vayera. Vayera. Now we're jumping around a little here. Turn back to Parshas Vayera. We're talking about Chof Aleph. Chof Aleph. Pasuk Lamed Beis. Actually, Pasuk Chof Tes first. So we're talking about now, Avraham Avinu is in Plishtim, Avimelech is the Melech, Avraham Avinu is digging wells. Never really discussed this in detail. One day, Bez Hashem is brought get into these wells. But Yatzev Avraham Sheva Kivsois Atzel Levadim, he brought out seven Kivsois. But Yabra Avimelech al Avraham Mohenu, what are these seven Kivsois for? Because that's where they made this pact. Nishbu Beinayim, the Bris. What does that mean? What does that mean? Like a what? Say it. Achdasas Orchim. Look at Rashi, please. Eishel, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Rabu Shmuel. This is a machloikis. What's a machloikis? Rabu Shmuel. Chad Amar Pardes. What's a Pardes? Lehevi Mimenu Peres. L'Orchim. He planted an orchard. Be'er Sheva was a place where there was an orchard. Next, the Chadam of Pundik. What says it? Pundik. What's a Pundik? Anybody know what a Pundik is? A hotel. Lachsanya, for guests. Uboko mini peiris. And he brought them fruits. The next Rashi. V'yikra shom b'shem Hashem. And he called out their God's name. What does that mean? Ayidei oisa ishel. Nikra Shmoy Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Eloka. The name of God became known. The Kol Olam. The Yachah Shoichlim B'Shoisim, after eating a drink, Omalem, he said, Baruch Hu L'Mishachaltu. Bless he who gave you the food. Svurim Atem Shimu Shaliachaltu. You think you ate from me? Misha'om Avahoy Olam Achaltu. You ate from he who created the world. So Be'er Sheva was an incredible place that was created by the first Jew in order to inaugurate the concept of thanking God. That's what it says here in Rashi. That's what Be'er Sheva was. And in Be'er Sheva, there were arozim that were used to build the pundik. And Yaakov Avinu came down to Be'er Sheva, and in the orchard or in the pundik, whichever one, the Medrash says, again, not in Parshas Vayigash. But let's go back to Parshas Vayigash now. And we have two Rashis, one in Bayera, one in Truma, plus a pasuk in Achrei Mois, that tells us that Yaakov Avinu was scared. What's going to be with his kids? Then Hashem said, don't worry. So you were correct. He built the yeshiva, but he did something else as well. What else did he do? What else did he do? He built a yeshiva. What else did he build? He built an incredible thing. He took our razim and he brought them down. What did he bring them to? Mitzrayim. What did he tell his children in Mitzrayim? What did he tell them? Who?
Take them with you.
Take them with you when you leave, right? Take them with you when you leave. Take them with you when you leave. Unbelievable. Now, please take a look at a second Rashi in Truma. The first Rashi we just did. Let's look at the second Rashi, which is Chof Vov Tes Vov. Chof Vov Tes Vov. Unbelievable. Got it? V'yasisa es ha-kroshim. Says Rashi, have a little name of v'yasisa kroshim. What's the hey? The definitive hey? Says Rashi. What does it mean, this question of miyuchid? Yaakov Avinu not arozim. Yaakov Avinu planted arozim in Mitzrayim. Ukishemesim, when he died, Tzivah Lobonav, he commanded his children, Alaysam, Imoim, to take them with them. Kishayotsum, Mitzrayim, Yamalam, Joseph, Dakarish Borgh, Letzavaz, Esom, Lassay's Mishkon, the Midbar. Hashem's going to tell you to build a Mishkon in the Midbar. Meatze, Sheetim, Ru, look, Sheyum, Mizumon, and Beyedchem, they should be prepared in your hands. Who she is, and Ababli, repeat, Shaloi. Fine. Baruch Hashem, none of us have ever been enslaved. Baruch Hashem. None of us probably even know anybody who's been enslaved.
Holocaust.
Huh?
Holocaust.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Unfortunately, that's good. What does it mean to be a slave? What's the ikur of being a slave? Hopelessness. Hopelessness. I'm not getting out of here. Hopelessness. There were two people standing near each other, a goy Mitzri and a Jew. And the Mitzri says to the goy, Mitzri, the Mitzri goy says to the Yid, you despicable piece of garbage. You are worth nothing. Tomorrow I will whip you a hide. Maybe I'll kill you. Maybe I'll stuff you into a bowl of cement and put you in a building. The Jew had nothing to say. Couldn't answer. But the Jew was standing in front of a pile of cedar wood. Big pieces of cedar wood. You know what he said for that cedar wood? For that cedar wood, he said to his son, maybe said to himself, maybe to his grandchildren, we're getting out of here. But this is not a full-time, forever job. And you know what we're going to do when we get out of here? We're going to build a Mishkan for Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know why? Because this is the wood that my grandfather brought down. And he got that wood from his grandfather. And we're leaving. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky sticks in a few words, which are very frightening words. You know, Rabbi Yaakov says, Rabbi Yaakov,
you froze again, Rabbi.
I'm sorry. Wish I could do something about freezing here. That's the problem with Zoom. That's why we have to be live. Okay, can anybody hear me now? Hello?
Yes, okay. We can hear you.
Okay, yes. Fine. So Yaakov Avinu was scared. And you know what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says in parentheses? He had what to be scared about. And I think Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is alluding to the fact that how many people, please turn to Parshas B'Shalach. Please turn to Parshas B'Shalach. The beginning of Parshas B'Shalach. What does it say at the beginning of Parshas B'Shalach? It's a very famous pasuk. We don't like to discuss this pasuk too much. We don't like to discuss this pasuk too much. Pasuk Yud Ches, Yud Gimel Yud Ches. So Yaseh Velukim Es Olam Derech Hamidbo Yabzum Fachamushim Alu Bnei Yisrael. Chamushim Alu. Remember that pasuk. Chamushim Alu Bnei Yisrael. Says Rashi. What that? Dover Acher. At the end of Rashi, Chamushim Mechumashim. The last line of Rashi in pasuk Yud Ches. Echad mechamisha yatsu v'dal chalakim meisu b'shleishim ha'afel of 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died in Mitzrayim because they were Rishoyim. Rechman al-Utzalat. Say tonight, we don't like to speak about this too much, but we start off saying tonight with words which are horrible. And they are the words which you really have to focus on for our children who ask Manishtan or grandchildren or great-grandchildren. Avadim oyinu. We were Avadim. We could not do whatever we wanted to do. Avadim ayinu. And we lost 4/5 of Klal Yisrael, Rachman al-Islam. Yaakov Avinu was very frightened. And you're right, he built the yeshiva. And he sent out Arozim as a source of chizuk that Klal Yisrael should be able to look at them and be able to know that we're getting out of here. Not only getting out of here, we're leaving, we're going to build a mishkan. Not only we're going to build a mishkan, we're going to build a mishkan with the wood that was supplied to us by Avraham Avinu, who taught us about God. And we're going to use the wood that Yaakov Avinu brought down. It's an absolute pelt. It's a pelt. Yaakov Avinu brought down wood. It's a pelt of mamish. One more. Maybe we'll speak about this Rashi next week in a little bit more detail. But right now, let's look at the Rashi. The last pasuk in Parshas Vayigash. Jumping around here with everybody here, it's a pleasure jumping around the Chumash Vayigash. Look at the last pasuk in Vayigash. Vayomas Yosef ben Me'avies Hashanim. Yosef died. He was 100. Excuse me. Last pasuk in Vayechi. Last pasuk in Chumash Bereishis.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
You're saying 4/5 of Nishal could only be riding, so like just the fact that he brought down the cedar is not still,
so
wasn't like a guarantee.
It wasn't, yeah, of course it wasn't a guarantee. He was afraid. He's afraid he's going to lose all his kids. Afraid he's going to lose all his kids.
So I'm saying it was Muhammad at 1/5.
Yeah, Havala. He moved.
It's still a tragedy if most of your kids aren't there anymore.
That's correct. One day we may talk about that in more depth, but it's a Pella, 100%. Last week, I think we mentioned that Baron Kotler was almost lost, right? Remember that? Baron Kotler was almost lost to Haskola. Baron Kotler was almost lost to Haskola. No idea how many Yidden were lost to Haskola. Unbelievable. We have no idea how many children were losing daily in Klal Yisrael. Rachman al-Islam. We don't talk about it. Quietly, we talk about it, not publicly. It's a very scary thing. Every parent is required to daven daily at least once for his children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. They place Yosef in an oron in Mitzrayim. What does that mean?
They built it out of the cedar trees.
Did they bury Yosef?
They put him in Aron out of the cedar trees. Wasn't that the thing?
They put him in Aron and just brought him to...
You're right, it's a machloikis, but there are people who hold like that. Exactly, that's what these... But Yisam Amar Mitzrayim, you know what Jews used to do? They used to walk to Yosef's kever. His Aron. And he said, we're getting out. And you know what happened? Yosef got out. Where was his Aron? When they got out. Where did they put his Aron? It's a machloikis whether he was buried in the Nilus or not. But according to this opinion, he was not buried. Where was his Aron in the Midbar? Anybody know where his Aron was in the Midbar? His Aron in the Midbar was right next to the Aron that contained the Luchos. Kayim Zeh, Mashikosa Bezeh. He fulfilled what is written here. And you know what? I think they were both made out of Atzei Shittim. And Yaakov brought down Pella de Gezach. Now I'd like to say something, and then I want to connect two things, okay? We just spoke about Yaakov, Arozim. Let's connect them. Turn back to Parshas Vayigash now. Turn back to Parshas Vayigash. What pasuk? Pasuk Mem Vav Chof Tes. Mem Vav Chof Tes. Yaakov Avinu did not see Yosef at Tzadik for 22 years. He thought he was dead. He was in Avelis for 22 years. He knew maybe he was physically alive. He didn't know what was going on with him. Where is he? What's going to be with my progeny? What's going to be with my hopes to build Yud Beis Shvatim? What's going to happen to me? And he hears he's alive. He is his son's alive. B'yesu Yosef HaKavtoi. B'yesef HaTzadik, the Melech. Sheini the Melech saddled his own horse. Rashi says, covered for his father. He's covered for his father. sell his own horse, his own donkey. Vayera Elav, and he appeared to him. He appeared to him. Yeah, the drama. He appeared to him. Vayipal al Savorov, Vayevk al Savorov Oid, and he cried on his father's neck. Hadn't seen his father in 22 years. So Rashi at the end of Pasuk Koftes, the last line of Rashi, Abel Yaakov, lo yinof al Savorov. Vayipal al Savorov, he didn't kill him, he didn't kiss him. Yeah, when we say no, he was saying Kriya Shema. What in the world does that mean? He hadn't seen his son in 22 years. What does it mean he was saying Kriya Shema? What's the pshat? He was saying Kriya Shema. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable pshat. Zokt, the stipler, Zatzal, and Sefer Birchas Peretz, quoting the Maral, Yaakov Avinu was saying Kriya Shema, not Shaykh. Just not Shaykh. He was saying Kriya Shema. Shlohoy is my Kriya Shema. It was not my Kriya Shema. What was he doing? At the moment where there should have been a simcha, and there was a simcha in a tshuva gedoyla, Yaakov Avinu should have hugged Yosef a tzaddik, he should have kissed Yosef a tzaddik, he should have taken out a bottle of schnapps and made a l'chaim with a piece of cake. But tzaddik...
The time of Mashiach... Was that the same thing?
No, that was later on. With we give the brachas now here. Miss Ira Levi, take if like Dovik be Yitzchak, how loy the Yachtoy the Dovik be Abosi is Baruch Hashem. Rubu Gamal, what Toy Bazois? He was thanking Hashem. Ulachayim by say Shaw at that moment, and he meets Yosef. But Tzaddik is always thinking about Hashem. Miss Ira Yaakov Avinu likrois Kriyishma liachay the Yitzchak. He said Kriyishma in order to take all of his emotions and channel them towards God. Well, the Kabbalah Malchusai b'simcha b'yava to be Kabbalah at that moment. Thank you, Hashem. I love you, Hashem. Look what you did for me, Hashem. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Then he kissed him. Wait, think he didn't kiss him? Think he didn't hug him? Then he kissed him. Sehepech Mami says the stipend is the opposite of what regular people do. We hold the halacha that when a person gets married, the first night of his after his chasana after the wedding, he's potter from davening Mayim and Saint Krishma. We don't do that because nobody has any kavan anyways. But really, at the time of the Mishnah, a person did not say Kriya Shema because how can he have kavan? He's getting married that night. He can't have kavan. He's supposed to have Kriya Shema. Again, we don't do that. Yaakov Avinu was on such a madrega that even though really he should have been part of saying Kriya Shema because he's such involved in such an emotional time, Yaakov Avinu was able to control his emotions. It's not shaykh. And it's not relevant to anybody to control their emotions in such a state. Somebody hasn't seen a child for 5 years, 10 years, a child was off in war, a child was in captivity, they see their child, you can't tell you say Kriya Shema. You can hug your child and kiss your child and cry on your child's neck and say thank you Hashem. But until your child to wait a minute, Yaakov Avinu could do that. It's a tzaddikim, adarabba, bizman moram piskas asimchos, b'chavim, b'toikim, yaisim, yaisim, b'kriya shema, b'kalois, adnofesh. Oh, they were having evolving of feelings towards the Kodesh Baruch. Why wasn't Yosef supposed to say Kodesh Baruch? Because he had a mitzvah to keep it up. He had a mitzvah to keep his father. Yosef said Kodesh Baruch later. Yaakov Avinu kissed Yosef later. And Yosef said Kodesh Baruch later. I'm assuming that. It's unbelievable thing. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's what Yosef did. That's what Yaakov did. The self-control. Incredible. Keep your eye on the ball. Please continue. Go back in Parshas Vayigash. Oh, yeah, I said this 40 years ago in Chicago at the Shalosh Shudas when I was a guest speaker in Adas Yeshurun as a younger man in the Lakewood Kotel. Who would have known what's going to happen here? Dr. Torah Memhei Pasek Aleph. Memhei Pasek Aleph. Lo Yochol Yosef Lehis Ape. Yosef HaTzadik could no longer control himself. This is an unbelievable statement. He could no longer control himself. It's not Shaykh. Yosef HaTzadik could no longer control himself. This is the Yosef HaTzadik who engineered an incredible, incredible maisa of not telling his brothers who he was so that they could figure out that they were wrong for selling him. They would regret it and they would be able to put the family back together. And the Rosh Yeshiva HaTzal was medayik that Yosef HaTzadik really wanted one more trip. He wanted to fix their feelings completely. But Yochel Yosef Lazapik, he could no longer control himself. He had to tell him he was Yosef. He couldn't do it anymore. For Yochel Yosef Lazapik, look. So what did Yosef do at that moment when he said, I can't control myself, even though maybe I really should, to further this issue which Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal explained in great depth. But Lamaisa Yosef says, I can't do it, I got to tell him. What did he do? Yeah, so what's the first thing he did?
He sent out the Mitzrayim.
Send everybody out. I don't want to embarrass my brothers, Rashi says. Oh, Yochel Lisbo, he couldn't be soiled. The Mitzrayim should be there. Need some love standing there. The Shemim she'ochiv misbaishim. He didn't want that. Zok Rabbi Yeruchim Levavit. It's the famous Mir Mashgiach, who we quote all the time. Two lines. You ready for this? L'espoil ma'oyi. A person should be full of his spoils. Even though he can no longer control himself, he did not become fatumo. He did not allow his geshem to control his seichel. Boy, his vada, and he did not tell them who he was, even though he couldn't control himself anymore. And in America, the excuse is, I couldn't control myself. That's why I hit you, that's why I smacked you, that's why I cursed you. I couldn't control myself. Yitzhak Tzadik controlled himself. Boy, his father did not say until he sent out a little mitzri and may all love. Zakar Yeruchim, one word. Nifla. It's a pella. How could somebody do that? It's a pella. Nifla. How could somebody do that? So I want to now take everything that we've been saying for the last 31, 32 minutes, I'd like to put it all together. Sorry again for being a little late. I'd like to put it all together. I don't want to put it together. Yaakov Avinu was going down to Mitzrayim to see his son. Yosef, we hadn't seen in 22 years. Let's go, pack the car. Let's go. I gotta see Yosef. No. We're going to Be'er Sheva. Why are you going to Be'er Sheva? You gotta go to Be'er Sheva. Go to Meshela. Yaakov Avinu brings kabbonis. Gemal the kabbonis. Okay, bring kabbonis to Hashem where Yitzchak was. Why you don't mention Avram? Fine. Gemal the. Get the vua. Everything. Oh, let's go. No. Can't go. Why not? Let's go. No. Cut down the trees. You know what these things weigh? You know how big these things are. Cut down the trees. Okay, Yaakov, just cut down the trees. Now, what do you want to do with the trees? Want to bring them? You want to bring these trees to Mitzrayim? What are you going to do with the Mitzrayim? We're going to pile them up. Oh, maybe we're going to plant them. What are we doing? I don't know what Yaakov Avinu said. I don't know if this conversation ever took place. I know nothing. But Yaakov Avinu, we know what he wanted. He was in control. And Yaakov Avinu said, I'm going down to Mitzrayim. I'm going to see my son Yosef. But before I do it, I got to worry about my progeny. What's going to happen to my kids in that? I don't like using this word. In this God-forsaken place. Scary. It's so scary what's going to happen to my kids. Your kids. Not my kids. Your kids. I'm going to build a memorial that they can go and look at this wood, so that they will be able to be inspired to overcome the avdus, the slavery of the most despicable place in the world. You're right. So at least 20% will come out from. We don't know the Cheshbaydis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we do know that Yaakov Avinu had amazing self-control to know what to think about and when to think about it. What an unbelievable thing. We are not Yaakov Avinu. We have no right to live the way Yaakov Avinu lived. But we can take a lesson from Yaakov Avinu of thinking about when, how, and in what manner we can control ourselves. Unbelievable. So I thank you all for coming. Gevaldik to see you all here. Meiridik. We should be zeichet to continue to learn together. For those people who are here and those people who are in Eretz Yisrael or other places around the world, we should all be safe to continue steiging. Thank you all. Kol tov, hatzlacha rabba to everybody. And next week, Beis Hashem Yisbarach will be on. You're all welcome. Hatzlacha rabba. Kol tov.